sold at cost to support sustainable water conservation. Order yours today at utilitieskingston.com/rainbarrels.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
Hey guys, welcome back. It is another beautiful day for a Stoke episode. I'm just so excited for you guys to be here. My name is Jane. I'm your host, and I got a special little guest for you guys this week. Do you want to say hello?
Hello.
She's back, guys. She forced me to bring her back. It's Pippa.
It's me. It's the Pipper.
The Pippler. Oh. The Pippler. She's back, guys. This is my dear roommate, Pippa. If you haven't heard her, she's been on Epi before during the semester, but
hell yeah.
We need a summer edition of this. I fear we do.
We do. We've had all summer together, so it's like,
exactly.
It's about time to get after it.
Yeah, to have some music taste together, if you will. Anyway, so there's not really particularly a theme to this. I was just more wanting to play some music that we both have been into and maybe share some interest in.
I was going to say, if anything, it's like what we listen to on a day at work, because unfortunately that's what our summer has become. It's work and then maybe a little bit of hangout time for 2 hours while we make dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're either playing at work or during that 2 hour dinner time together.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome when we have completely opposite schedules, actually. So we planned for a summer together and got maybe half of a Sunday night every week. So this is that right now. This is the 2 hours
a week. This is our half
of
a Sunday night
that we get right now. All right. Well, to start us off, the first poll that I have, we'll do two songs for you here. It's Electric Light Orchestra. It's an older song, and I've just been bumping it. It's funny you said at work, because we didn't even talk about this before, but I've been bumping this at work, and it's Evil Woman, and it just actually gets me fired up to paint those walls the same white color over and over again.
So
it's awesome. Pippi, your next song?
My song is What You Know. It is by Two Door Cinema Club, and also one of those songs that I've been bumping at work and just like constantly. I really like this song.
It's good. It's a good indie classic, I will say.
Yeah, I was going to say.
As pretentious as that is, it's an indie classic.
It's an indie special.
It's special. Yeah. Anyways.
Well, right now it's the Pippler special.
It's the Pippler special. Yeah, there you go. All right, we'll start you off with an oldie and a bit more of a recent one.
An oldie and a goodie.
And a goodie. And we'll keep going from there, guys. Keep tuning in.
Next train.
can take it if it's what I want to do.
Well, that was the first batch we had for you guys there. That was pretty fire. I was humming along to What You Know.
Yeah, I love that song, genuinely. No, one of my top favorites, I think. It's such a good song.
Mm-hmm. What's next, Pip?
Okay, next up. So, one thing you guys don't know about me is I am a recent graduate from MU.
Jesus Christ.
Monsters University.
It's a bit because Pippa literally, with her own money, bought a Monsters University hat and brought it to university. And I said, why do you have that?
It was a gift from the rents.
Yeah,
it was a gift from the rents.
Sure. It's cosplay.
Anyways, so I am a graduate. On that note, my next song is Scary Love, fitting, by The Neighborhood. Also, I cannot go a single day without listening to The Neighborhood. I have a poster in my room. I think I've said this last time. I just love The Neighborhood to death. So Scary Love is my first song.
Okay, and then after that, I was just driving back to Kingston from my hometown, and we were listening to Somber again, and he's released his new single. This was a bit ago, and it took me a couple weeks to grow and like start to really like it, but this one's also very good. It's called We Never Dated, and he's so good at just like finding a punchy like idea for a song that just like with a classy like chorus that just you can hum the whole time, and it's so good.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. I haven't listened to this song yet, so this is a first time listen for
me. Curious to see his newer songs from here on out, because I hate to say it, but his three biggest hits are kind of all the same, just different font.
Right.
Like Big Message and then repeat. Like it's just you'll hear it and it's like, okay, this is kind of similar to Undress, but nonetheless, I like all of them, so I don't mind it.
Yeah, so it fits.
Nice. And then we'll do one more song. Actually, we'll do a three spot, and this is another Pip.
Yeah,
Pip play.
This next one is called 17 Going Under by Sam Fenda. It's just so good. I think I've mentioned this again the last time I was on. I love a good like hard hitting like not screaming into the mic, but like lots of power behind the vocals and the bass and whatever. And yeah. he's just got such a good voice for that. And he's like a strong voice. He's got a strong voice.
He reminds me of Del Water Gap a little bit.
Yes. Love Del Water Gap.
Like sounds kind of the same. And also Brittany Broski loves Sam Fender.
Yes. So. Big fan of Brittany Broski.
So all the same.
And a big fan of Sam Fender.
Sam Fender. Okay.
Sam Fender.
All right, guys. Well, that's the three. This is our Stoke theme. Just Jane and Pippi 2.0. Pippi and Jane.
Pippi and Jane.
That sounds better. Pippi and Jane 2.0. You guys are hearing it here first. This has been Stoke. Keep tuning in. We got lots more to come. Peace.
Yeah.
sickness was forever. I remember snuff videos, cold Septembers, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies wound us up. Do it all again next week, an embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child. And the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and calls you when you die.
right, guys, welcome back. This again, if you're just tuning in, is Stoke. This is a nice little radio show out of CFRC. I'm your host, Jane. We just listened to some nice indie music, and I have a theme typically, but today I've got a little guest on, and that's my roommate, Pippa.
Hell yeah.
Heck yeah, bro. Okay. We are heading into the middle half of our show. This one is kind of a shout out to my parents, but they did get tickets to see Coldplay, and I'm a bit jealous about it. It looked actually so cool.
I was going to say, I've seen so many people post about them going to the Coldplay, and I'm just so jealous. It's full. It's sent me full swing into like a Coldplay phase right now because I'm trying to relive it through other people's experiences. So
yeah, exactly. Awesome. So I thought I'd give an ode to that era I'm kind of in right now and play my personal favorite Coldplay song. It is like kind of a basic song, but it's Paradise.
Yeah, love
and
it.
I love Paradise so much. I have such a nice memory of like me and my friend in like grade two, and we were hanging out and driving, and her dad was driving us around in the city, and it was raining, and Paradise was playing.
This genuinely could also be one of my favorite Coldplay songs ever. Love it.
It is super awesome. And then the next song is so good.
Yeah. So again, whenever I'm with Jane, I have to have a 1975 song. I know she's a big fan and she's mentioned it. My first ever real like concert ever was 1975, and Jane took me. And this is probably, again, one of the better songs that, or sorry, personally, one of the better songs that they have. I just think it's
I do
it's
love
so good. It's upbeat. I love the
heart out. It's so good. It's just like a fun little, I don't know, it's got a good beat to it. It's just awesome. I'm so excited to play this. I've been saying I haven't played enough 1975, so.
Which is shocking because it's we listen to it a lot at the house.
I know. It's just so good. Yeah. Anyways, we will play these next two songs. I'm really excited for these two, so please open your ears, guys.
When she was so ways to say, why don't you take your heart out instead of living in your head?
All right, well, this is getting into the last half of the epi. You just had probably one of my favorite parts of the episode. That those two songs were just
those two
so
songs
good.
Back to back were a great combo.
Great combo, not great better combo than the combo coming songs. Up.
Hell yeah. On that note, recently I've been a big fan of his music, so this is Mystical Magical by Benson Boone.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Moonbeam ice cream.
Okay. Pippa's gonna get kicked out of the booth. She's on her third strike right now, yeah. And that was gonna make me...
I've had a slap to both wrists. Next is a slap to the bottom and a kick. So, yeah, gotta pack it up. Anyways, my next song that I've picked is I Don't Know Why I Like You, But I Do, by The Wombats.
The Wombats.
It's something that Jane has said to me multiple times, so I figured it was fitting for this episode.
Yeah, that's actually the theme song of this friendship, so yep. No, I'm kidding. The Wombats are really good. That was a band that I really liked. Like, I did an episode called My Indie Journey, and The Wombats were a big part of that. Yeah. I really like them growing
up. I know, they're good. They're good.
Very good. They have some good hits. This next song I picked is called Neighborhood by Strange Names. This is just like a random song. I actually vividly remember where I heard it. I was sitting at a restaurant in Waterloo, and this was like when Shazam was kind of like embarrassing and you had to use it on Snapchat. And I was sitting out for dinner, and I heard the song playing in the restaurant on the patio, and I was like, whoa, like I need to hear it. Like, quickly pull my Shazam out, because there's no way I'd ever hear it again.
Shazam will never not be embarrassing, I fear.
It's embarrassing, but I'm like also like I want to know new music, especially if I like it out in the wild.
Yeah, no, very true.
So this one I heard.
I will just be ashamed when I pull my Shazam out.
Yes,
anytime, any place, anywhere.
I don't know if you heard, but or saw that meme of this girl Shazamming Bittersweet Symphony at like I think it's the Oasis concert, or like he opens for them, and it's like Verve, the openers.
Yeah.
And it was just like the guy's like, "Are you seriously? You're Shazamming this song? It's like the biggest song in history."
Yeah.
Anyways, that's what I felt like, but. This song isn't so, but still awesome. We will get into these two, and then after that we're into the last two, so stick around. Final stretch is upon us.
Stay misinformed, just like the cameraman.
it's already upon us. It's the last two songs of the episode. I'm so sad.
The final countdown.
Okay, I'm feeling really cringy doing that.
Yeah, that was awful.
I really hated that.
That was terrible.
Oh, well, whatever. I've had so much fun having you on, Pippi.
Thanks. I always have fun when I'm here.
I wish you guys could hear some of the things she says when the microphone is off, especially as soon as I click the button off. There's some shocking things said, so we'll release an uncut version of this episode.
We'll never know.
Okay, you say your last one, and I'll say my last one.
Okay. My last one is Lazy Eye by the Silver Sun Pickups. And this one is actually, okay, as much as I'm like, haha, being silly this episode, this song is actually sentimental only because it reminds me so much of my dad. Mm. And I'm going home this weekend.
Yay!
Back to Berta.
Yes.
I've missed Stampede, so I'm already feeling nostalgic over that.
Yep.
But yeah, this song just reminds me of being home, listening to my dad's music. I actually used to hate this song when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've, like, I don't know, matured, grown up, I love this song.
It's kind of nostalgic. I feel like I have the same thing, because I didn't really love Silver Song Pickups when I was a kid, because it was always on the radio, but now I'm like, every time I hear it, it's like, oh, I was a kid, I like this song.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So
this song is, that's why this is my pick, feeling nostalgic, ready to go home, missing the rents.
Will be so
and
nice.
Yeah, Lazy Eye.
Lazy Eye. And you have one as well,
and
it's perfect.
I do have one, yep.
Yep, it's on right now.
I had to wear a patch as a kid.
It's not a joke, team.
Yeah.
That wish comes it was. She has to hit her
that
head
it
to
does.
Undo
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, my last song, again, I've been listening. I love The Killers so much and Hot Fuss, their big album. But I was in the gym the other day and I had full control of the music for the athletic gym, which is awesome and never happens. And I played Smile Like You Mean It, and I was going to play it here, but we've already heard that. So then I was like, why don't I play another song from that album that's just as good? And it's Jenny Was a Friend of Mine. And there's like probably 10 songs off that album that are just
that goated. Could go on here, yeah,
back to back to back. Like, you have Mr. Brightside, you have, obviously that's like one of the biggest songs in the entire world, let alone five more other pop hits that were on the top top five. So that was my pick. Great song again. I'm excited.
I'm stoked. I'm about to hit my eye back in place, and we'll get more listening to these two.
No more. I'll let her have her Lazy Eye for a song, Lazy Eye, and then she's gotta
knock it back in. Yep.
All right. Thanks again, Pippi, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. This has been Stoke. Hope you guys enjoyed, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Tune in Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Quamo! Quamo! My goodness! Nico Quamo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense, 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Thank you so much, everybody, for coming today. I want to first welcome you all by acknowledging that here we are gathered today at Queen's Faculty of Law, which, of course, is a place where we find ourselves, maybe not so much virtually, but for all of us who are